اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. محمد محمد.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience who are listening to CI Radio, and welcome to the program Deceit, a special program devoted to this terrible event which has occurred from America, in which a sacrilegious film has been made insulting the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his holy family. This film is called The Innocence of Muslims, but initially it was called Desert Warriors. And apparently we are hearing from the news that many people who participated in this film are now actually going to sue this individual because they didn't know what was the intention of the film. They didn't realize what it was going to be used for. Again, as I say, the director is Sam Basile, but he seems to have another name, which is called Nakula Basili or something like this. Apparently, he's a Coptic Egyptian, I believe, but of course, it's not clear what this background is of this man, but apparently, he has some connections with Mossad that we are hearing about at the moment. Before I carry on about this thing further, I'd like to quote from the Supreme Leader's message, where he's mentioning the fact that, this is nothing new. He's going back into the history of the thing, where he says that the fact that this sacrilegious event has taken place is because they want to remove the sacredness and the feelings of the Muslims from the younger generation about Islam. Of course, that's not happening. I mean, it's incredibly stupid and absurd, because what we are seeing from our images from the television screen is that it's actually uniting Muslims. It seems to be a cloud with silver lining, that apparently, we all seem to be talking from the same hymn sheet or singing from the same hymn sheet now. And America has revealed its ugly face to the rest of the world, which, Imam Khomeini, the great leader of the revolution in Iran, pointed out the fact that this is the great Satan. And of course, they are doing very satanic things against Islam. But the Supreme Leader says that, if they had refused to support previous links to this evil chain, namely Salman Rushdie, the Danish cartoonist, and the Quran-burning American pastor, of course, Terry Jones, if there was something done about him, he's under FBI protection. If they had ordered all of these things to be removed, then none of this would have happened. And from these affiliated Zionist capitalists, this sin would have never been committed. But it seems that the number one culprit is the crime which Zionism and the American government is responsible for. Now, if the American politicians are sincere and they have not invoked this, they should duly punish the perpetrators. Now, once again, we've got our guest, Dr. Hasni, an academic and a scholar on Islamic issues. Of course, he's lived in America as well. He's now here in Qom. Dr. Hasni, salam and welcome to the program, first of all.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you,
brother.
Now, you mentioned before in the previous program that you spoke about, speaking from a social aspect, but, the Supreme Leader says that, if the U.S. government, really wants to distance itself from this kind of ugly filth, they should punish the perpetrators and the financial backers of this type of hate crime. And it is a hate crime. And there are laws for that, I believe, in America, where, people can be severely punished for hate crime. Why don't they do it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good point. Brother, you said a lot of things. Very important. Okay? But again, the way I look at it is this. The movie is, before the movie is ugly, America is ugly.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
In case of Salman Rushdie, in case of that cartoonist from Denmark, and Terry, what's that lunatic guy in Tampa, Florida? Terry
Jones. Terry Jones, yes, yes.
Brother, names are not important,
sure,
okay?
Sure, sure. What's the agenda here?
The thing is this, brother. Over and over again, they, and by they I mean American administration.
Sure.
One person in particular, really, really, because of the divine understanding, got to know him, and that was Imam Khomeini. May God rest his holy soul in
sure,
peace.
Absolutely.
And the moment he called him Great Satan, he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Exactly.
Okay?
Sure.
And devil is not going to just, you know, rest and settle down and say, okay, people are not going to follow me anymore.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to be out of job. That's not the case with devil.
Sure.
Devil is going to try to the end. Okay?
Sure.
And here, by the American administration in this particular case, they are testing us. Brother, this is very important.
Yeah.
You have to know this.
Sure.
You have to get deep into understanding and talk among each other. They are testing us again and again. Remember, after the victory of the Islamic revolution in Iran, they tried everything they could. The thing that they didn't is not because they didn't want it. It's because they couldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sanction, the propaganda machine, the eight-year imposed war, the military coup, and the list goes on and on and on.
On. Yeah.
This is as far as Islamic revolution in Iran concerns, okay?
Sure.
But right after, and we know for a fact that the true beginning of the Islamic awakening was happening with the occurrence of the Islamic revolution inside Iran. That was a big thing for them.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay?
Sure.
With the notion of Islamic awakening, that, by the way, they tried so hard to call it different names, okay?
Yeah.
Arabic Spring or whatever.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
But we truly believe, according to what Imam Khomeini, may God protect him for us and the revolution, constantly, you know, brings our attention to this important note that this is the Islamic awakening. Why? Because in this region, we all Muslims, we want to practice Islam. As simple as that.
Sure. But okay? Of course, you know, practicing Islam means also that we want to practice peace and justice.
Exactly.
And of course, you know, the problem with Zionism is, and this is what the Supreme Leader points out, that this is the real culprit behind, you know, the electioneering in America. You know, the American president can't become president without the backing of AIPAC. And if we've got this stupid person, Mitt Romney, who came out with such outrageous statements the other day. But of course, I mean, a lot of this, even some Americans are finding this really appalling that, you know, what kind of president they're going to end up with in the next election. Of course, you know, it's a very clever ploy for Obama to get reelected again, that he seems to be the more saner of the two. But, you know, again, you know, it's taking the lesser of two evils. But, you know, still we are having to deal as Muslims with the great Satan. So tell us, you know, in your opinion, you know, what's the stand that Muslims should be taking now? I mean, especially, what's your advice to Muslim governments? I mean, as far as I can see, you know, this is a great opportunity for President Morsi in Egypt to tear up Camp David, say to the Americans, we want nothing to do with you. We don't want your aid. Take your ambassador, go home, close up the embassy, and, you know, let's get back to the basics about being followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the followers of Islam, and, you know, really show Islam for what it is.
Exactly. Here's what we're supposed to do, in my opinion. We should put pressures on our own government. I'm not talking about, you know, because we, thank God, we have no relationship with the great Satan. I mean, that's a positive for us. But because I'm a Muslim, you know, and I need to think for a solution, okay, that it can work for everybody. Number one, we should be vigilant.
Sure.
Okay? We should be awake on this. We should be united. We should, the resolve of us should be a solid one. We have to be one.
Yes, absolutely.
I
mean, I, in my opinion, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Hassani, you know, come back to me on this one. I certainly feel that, you know, this is a golden opportunity. This is a cloud with a silver lining. Perhaps the unity that has eluded us for so many centuries between, you know, the various sectarian things and all the other things that have been going on. At least this episode is, you know, exposing the fact that there are a handful of sheikhs, you know, who belong to depots in the Middle East, you know, namely Saudi Arabia and all the rest of them. This is a chance for them that if they have any dignity or any shame at all, you know, even regarding their own profit, that they should boycott America now. They should cut off the oil supply now and really hurt America where it really hurts. Because I remember Dick Cheney saying, oh, oil is a way of life for us in America. So let's cut it off.
Brother, they have so many expressions in the States, okay?
Yeah.
And this one, if you ask me why they do it, there is expression, they say desperate times required for desperate
action. Measures, yes.
They are desperate, and I mean that.
Mm.
I see it. I feel it.
Sure.
They are desperate. They try, just like I gave you the list of what they did to the Islamic Republic of Iran,
sure,
and what they're trying to do to the Islamic awakening of the people.
Sure.
okay?
Sure.
Desperate time for them, but we're not. You mentioned something very important, very nice. I'm going to repeat that
please,
on this one.
Please.
This is a golden opportunity, a divine one for us.
Yes, yes.
We have to be vigilant, united, and the result should be a solid one. And we can, and we should put pressure on the governments, such as Egypt, such as Tunisia, and different part of the world. For example, the demonstration, the anger on the part of the Muslim people in the not just in the region,
sure,
in Indian subcontinent,
yes,
in Pakistan,
yes,
Bangladesh, and
absolutely,
so on.
Absolutely,
the list goes on.
Yes,
okay. We must put pressure on the governments in order to sever the diplomatic. They call it diplomatic. It's not diplomatic. It's actually the relation is like this. You know, masters and slaves. They want to be the masters.
Absolutely.
They have no shame to hide this fact on their own part. They say, look, we, the leader of the free world, again, who died and made you the boss, who died made you the king.
Sure.
We don't want you. We don't like you, just like you said. You know the expression in America, they don't give you a solid reason for doing something.
Sure. I mean, I myself personally find it appalling, Dr. Hassani, that, you know, hardly this filth has come out of America. And, you know, again, this particular director or producer of this film, you know, is put under state protection. You know, I mean,
exactly.
it's the hypocrisy and the double standards.
Brother,
you know, they are mourning their own.
Is not the first time coming out.
Yeah, I mean, they mourn their own dead.
The last time.
Yeah, they mourn their own dead, right? The ambassador and all that. And I myself, you know, condone that. I don't accept the fact that, you know, that any innocent person should be killed, because that is not Islam. Islam is not about that. If the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, showed extreme mercy and kindness to his adversaries, we don't want that. And we don't want innocent bloodshed, because that's what our enemies do. And we must have a distinction between ourselves and our enemy. But at the same time, I would I beg the question, you know, is America going to learn anything from this, or are they just with open war with us?
Well, let me ask you this. You know, I give you a Quranic and teaching.
Sure, please.
Did Pharaoh learn a lesson? How many times Moses,
sure,
peace be upon him, told him not to do this stuff? Let my people go. How,
sure,
many times he gave him chance?
Sure.
With soft, nice words, then, you know, later on, what are you going to do?
Sure.
This is the tradition. This is how God works, brother. We have to understand. When we say Muslim, we are not Muslim just by birth.
No.
We want to practice Islam.
That's right. That's
this
right.
This is the difference. This is where the line, you know, comes apart. America,
well, I mean, there's no bones about this. I mean,
exactly.
As far as Islam is concerned, this is a religion that was revealed for all humanity. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are created by the Creator to become perfect on this world for
should,
a life that has to come.
And they should appreciate the mercy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a
very important message for the rest of the world, and these Zionists are demonizing us for political and material ends.
Well, this is where they what they're good at.
Yeah, this is what they're good at. Yeah.
Yourself, how are you going to demonize everybody?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, to be honest, you know, I'm sorry, Dr. Hassani, I apologize, because, you know, we've run out of time again on this program. But, you know, I'd like to speak to you in the next program about how to reverse this demonization. How do we get, you know, the rest of humanity on board with this? Because, of course, you know, just simply by insulting prophets is not going to make Islam go away. And,
exactly,
you know, we want to highlight the fact that what they are doing is really wicked, and, you know, something needs to be done about it. But we'll speak about that in the next program. But, you know, right for now, Dr. Hassani, I really appreciate your valuable time on the program. Thanks very much for participating
You're
today.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
Dear listeners, please, you know, tune in to another program of Deceit, where we'll talk about this in much further depth. Thanks very much for listening today. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. 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 وعجل فرجهم.